Welcome back to Big Facts No Cap, the number one podcast with boots that are made for walking and dudes that are made for talking. Hey, I am Phil Carter, your guest slash co-host this week, along with your regular co-host Paul and Adrian. Let's get to Big Facts and let's get to No Capping.
Big Facts
No
Cap.
Big Facts
No
Cap.
No Cap.
Big Facts
No
Cap. Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Is a with STD testing, like, they never come back, though, and say, like, you have something else besides an STD, right? They only check for that, right?
Yeah, sometimes they come back and they're like, your dick's just gross. We did enjoy having to administer the stinky.
Hey, it's 100% stinky. It's the results are back. We've never seen off the chart stinkiness like this.
We know you didn't ask, but we did a DNA test, and you went 100% stinky.
You're related to Dirty Dan. You know who that is?
No. What do you think they would come back and tell you other than an STD? Are you worried they'll like tell you have like a heart disease? Why? Like what? What would you not want to know if they found
I think autism.
Oh, yeah. That's usually how it's diagnosed. I'm pretty sure the way healthcare works in the U.S., they're not doing anything extra on the panel that you're not already paying for.
Yeah, that'd be a fun theme, though. We get tested and then we do a pod right afterwards while we rate for the third segment. Is this revealing our results? Man, before this podcast, I was watching one of those trivia videos. I've watched some with Adrian before, but it's like this person that gets like a group of people like in public and then they do like not single elimination, but they just slowly trickle down to one person and they win a cash prize for answering enough questions right. And there's this other channel that does it, so I clicked on it, and it had like 37,000 views or something like that. I was like, okay, this must be pretty, like, I don't know which one did it first, but as I was watching it, I noticed that behind the people, it was a wall, and it said City of Columbia, and I was like, huh, I wonder if that's like South Carolina, or if that's like Missouri, because I know there's like a few other Columbias. And then I looked for context clues, and I was like, oh wait, there's a huge mural behind this, it says Finley Park, and I was like, they did this at Finley Park? That's so cool. And then I looked at when it was uploaded, it was like 2 weeks ago. I was like, damn, dude, I would have loved to be one of those
I mean, I'm sure they'll record more if it did well. Maybe you should hang out at Finley Park.
Or just hang around, just read like an encyclopedia and just look like really smart.
Yeah, that's who they're looking for.
I don't know if, I don't know if your performance is gonna match that, but you gotta be spending more time in Finley. Did you not go watch that guy eat a Rush's meal?
No, that looks so dumb. That's not my thing. That's not my thing.
What do you mean?
All props to him. Okay. Speaking of performative, like looking smart and being performative, you know, when we were at, y'all didn't go to Midway Elementary School, I don't think, but they may have done this at like Lake Murray or something. But
I ain't a Mustang. I'm a sailor for success.
Hey, Mustangs. I don't know what
Mustangs
do.
What are those bullshit to sixth grade elementary schools? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. We went to like seven different schools in Lexington. They were like, this is intermediate. This is junior intermediate. It was so annoying. But at Midway Elementary School, they did this program where some of the staff will ride around like neighborhoods in Lexington and go to certain people's addresses that they knew, like, oh, this is where like a student's family lives. And then we knock on the door and then we give them like a prize for like reading a book. So they open the door and they're like, hey, you know, we're with the school, you know, what's your son, like Kyle, doing whatever, like, oh, he's reading a book. It's like, all right, here's the prize. You know, tonight was like reading night. It was really weird. But I remember, like, I don't know if they went through my neighborhood or not, but there was a tree in front of my neighborhood. And what I did was I leaned against the tree and I opened a book and I was just pretending to read it, hoping that they would drive by and be like, hey, that kid gets a prize. I feel like there's even a logo with like a kid sitting down leaning against the tree reading a book, and I was like, if I just recreate this logo, I'll get some cookies tonight.
I like that you were pretending to read that. It was more like you would think you'd be bored enough that the book in front of
him,
you'd think you'd be bored enough staring at a book that it would make sense to start reading to alleviate the boredom.
I'm not. Yeah, I was literally just staring at words and not reading it, just in my mind thinking, like, they have to be right around the corner.
Did you get the prize?
No, they never came. The prize? I sat out there for like 7 hours just staring at a page. I didn't even turn the page. Maybe I should have turned the pages really fast, like I was a fast reader, but. Yeah, just say, have like a PA system with me.
How good were these prizes? What did you want to win?
I don't know. I don't know what they were. I never found out. I don't even know if like any of my friends got a prize. I need to ask Coleman and Drake if they did, because they both went to Midway. Mm-hmm. And they lived in like Whiteford. Still haven't really read a book yet. It's not my thing. No, I did read, those books where the kid, like, goes to heaven for a little bit and comes back and he, like, lies and writes a book or whatever?
Hey, we don't know that he's lying, but yeah.
Okay, I don't think he's lying. It could have been a dream, though. We don't know. My bad.
Hey, he
I
knew exactly what his grandpa looked like, who he'd never met.
That's right. Mm-hmm. First off, I would like to say Caleb Sinan has a really good joke about this, how it's like, why no kids go to hell and they come back like, oh, like that? He could not write a book about it. But there is a book called 23 Minutes in Hell where a guy claims to have died for a little bit and then he went to hell and he came back.
Oh, I thought that was the name of your sex tape.
Hey, 23 minutes, I'll take it.
Yeah, you're like, hey, I'll take it. That's not bad advertisement.
I know you're trying to roast me right now, but I'll take it.
That's up in my numbers.
What if the kid said he went to hell and he wrote a book and he was like, we had to do homework and do chores and brush my teeth. Maybe we should stop doing this.
But what were you going to say about the guy who
went to hell?
Oh, I read
that book. I remember I read that book in full. I haven't read a lot of like books in full, though. Cover to cover.
What happened in his 23 minutes in hell? How bad was it?
He did say he saw a guy from his local gym there that passed away. And he's like, this guy was like the most jacked dude I've ever seen. But compared to these demons, he was nothing. So I guess his whole takeaway is like, these demons are jacked, bro.
That's
these
so demons funny. Yeah, you can't fight these demons.
Did they start torturing him in the 23 minutes? Or was it like he was still like getting set up and how? Like he was still getting the tour?
He was still doing paperwork and stuff. And they were like, this is going to take about 24 minutes for processing. And then that 23rd minute.
Yeah, that about 35, 45
minutes. He was like, gotta go.
Did he claim that there was a reason he got sent back? Like, God was like, nah, you get a second chance? Like, why was he like, you get to see what hell's like and get a second chance?
That's a good question. I don't quite remember, like, the end of that book. I forgot what the end was like, when he came back to life. And like, yeah, I mean.
It is fun to just write Dante's Inferno, but be like, that happened to me.
Just plagiarize it. This actually happened to me.
And instead of like famous people from history who he's like, oh, they're in hell, it's the guy from my local gym.
It was that rude secretary from Planet Fitness who always questions my membership. And I was like, I'm not surprised to see you here. So yeah, I watched trivia and cleaned the house today. What'd y'all do today?
I went to work, bruh.
You didn't go to work. You work from home, mister.
Hey, even for not for that much longer, baby.
Oh, yeah. You want to tell the pod listeners?
Oh, yeah. I cut it out at the beginning of last episode because it wasn't that interesting. Maybe we'll make it more interesting this time. Yeah, thanks to Governor Newsom, I might be going back to the office 4 days a week, and it doesn't look great in terms of us stopping that this time. But who knows? Maybe. You know, pessimism of the intellect, optimism of the will. I almost said that in a meeting, and I was like, I got to stop doing stuff like that at work meetings. I can't be doing Marxist quotes.
I'm not going to lie. If a coworker said that, I would punch them in the throat.
Yeah, that's really obnoxious. What the hell are you doing?
Hey, give a man a fish. I would say shit like that back. I would just say an idiom and get it wrong. I was talking to Zalata yesterday, and I was trying to like say something like that phrase, but I was, for some reason, getting it mixed up with like the olive branch phrase, like extending an olive branch, and I think I said something like, give a man an olive, he might grow an olive branch, and she was like, what do you, I think I know what you're trying to say, but even then, it doesn't really apply to what you're saying. Like, you're wrong in every way possible in this.
I like that.
Give a man an olive.
Societies grow old when young men plant trees, you know?
Just tell them that it's translated from your native language.
Konnichiwa. Did y'all listen to Drake's? Any of Drake's new music?
Oh, we talked about that in the last week's episode. You'll hear about it.
Oh, you left it in. I still haven't listened to it. My take was I bet that it was good, and Adrian was sure that it wasn't. And I like that we both had qualitative assessments on an album we hadn't listened to.
Well, y'all are in for it.
I mean,
doozy.
I've seen the reviews for it.
Yeah, but don't you feel like people are just kind of want to hate him? Like, I don't even like Drake, but I also feel like there's no way he released that bad an album. At least as bad as people are saying. Look, I'm not going to put myself through actually listening to it, but I'll just assume it can't be as bad as people are saying.
Also, I was kind of disappointed with like how the rollout made it seem like he was going to have some crazy, crazy response for the Kendrick Lamar beef. And there was just nothing on there that was like, oh, this like turns the tables at all. Because even the way he marketed it was like, I'm going to push that red button. And he literally posted like memes of like a cartoon hand pushing a red button and like bullshit like that. And it's just like, all right, all you're saying is that like, you're saying that Kendrick lied about you and he had no proof, which is kind of true. I guess they both kind of have that, but I don't know.
I did think him bragging about streaming with Aiden Ross was pretty cool.
That was a tough bar. That was probably the best bar of the album. I was aiding Ross with streams before Aiden Ross was streaming, because he was like helping Rick Ross with streams.
Oh no, I figured it out.
All right, let me do Drake's Rap Genius annotations.
I caught that in the room.
Landed in the building.
I don't know. My take on it is that I think it's kind of like a lot of other people where I've never listened to a full Drake album. I don't know why I would start now. That's basically my take on it.
Cool. Anything else as far as media roundup?
I listened to Nick Grant's new album. I liked it. It was pretty cool. He's kind of a big rapper, but he's from South Carolina, which makes it really cooler. Some pretty good features on there.
I agree. If you're a rapper and you're from South Carolina, you're cooler.
You are cooler. You're a cool guy. He had a West Side Gun feature, Sahai the Prince, Punch. Yeah, it was a good album. The singles were really good off of it. And then as far as movies go, I watched two movies recently. One was Sin Help with Rachel McAdams. And I liked it a lot. That was a really good movie. She's pretty funny in it too. I haven't seen much of her stuff besides like The Notebook, obviously, but that was a really good movie. And then I watched Good Luck, Don't Die, Have Fun a few nights ago. I didn't love it as much as everybody else loved it, but I texted Adrian about this part. Like, my favorite part of the movie was when, so I guess a little background, this woman's son died in a school shooting, and she goes to this like get together with all the other parents whose children died in school shootings, and they're all cloning their children. And this one couple said like they've cloned the same child like four times, and this time they're just having fun with it. And they were like, this time we made them Muslim, a little bit racist, and way too tall. And that was like the funniest part of the movie, just them describing how much fun they're having with the fourth clone of their same child.
What was it? Was it two black people, or was it a white mom and a black dad?
That's it. I wanted to look up and see, like, are these people comedians? Because they're, like, selling this skit pretty good now. Yeah. That was really funny. The main lead, he was really good, too. I don't know. It was a cool movie. I guess it didn't really tickle my fancy as much as everybody else.
It lost the plot halfway through.
Kind of did, yeah. It got a little kooky at the end. Still fun, though. That's the only movies and I guess music I've been listening to.
Nice.
All righty, do y'all want to get into the theme?
I'm down. Shoes. If the shoe fits. Do all y'all shoes fit?
No.
Oh, and you haven't got rid of them?
No, I tried to sell them once, but no one wanted them. I think I took it as a indictment on my sense of style. I had a friend comfort me and say, I think you just have a very specific size of feet. I don't think a lot of people have the same size feet you do. Or even smaller in this case.
Your friend would be like, no, it's just the stench.
Phil, what are you rocking these days? You're not doing the on running anymore, right? What did you get as a kid? When did you first buy your own pair of shoes autonomously?
Ooh, good question. Probably like high school or college when I wanted like a specific cool pair. Mm-hmm. Other than that, my mom or dad would just take me to Rack Room Shoes and be like, you can get like one of these. And they aren't bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, looking back, they aren't bad shoes. But as a kid, I was like, man, I want something that looks cool. You know what I mean? And like in middle school, I was like, I really want Toms. You know, I had a few pair of Toms that I actually really liked. I mean, I don't like them now, but back then I was like, these look cool. Like, these were my style back then, you know. Like just the slip-ons, and even the ones with the laces, I think they called them like canvas or something like that. Those were cool. And then when I got to like, I guess high school and college, I started rocking Vans a lot. And then sometime like between 25 and 30, my back just can't do Vans anymore. It has no lumbar support whatsoever.
Ooh,
and
damn,
that's a tough pill to swallow. And I've met a lot of other dudes who like, specifically a lot of white like dudes in their 30s or late 20s that are like, yeah, I can't do the Van slip-ons anymore. And I'm like, that's such a relatable thing. Like, I can't do them either. It hurts. Like, I want to be cool like the kids, but I still have one pair of Vans, and it's the slip-ons with like the checkered design on them. And I'm like,
classic.
I can't throw these bad boys
away.
You
can buy your own soles to put in shoes. Just get them a size larger than you would usually get and slip in some comfortable soles.
Yeah, I guess I could.
We got big facts early.
That's a good big fact. That's true. I could do that. But I don't know. I like my other shoes too. Like, also some shoes give you some height, you know. So the ones I'm rocking right now are either my Asics or my my Adidas Boost, and both of them give me like an inch or two, and I'm like, hell yeah, I feel a little bit taller, and they're very comfy. A lot of great lumbar support with especially the Boost. And then I was rocking Own Runnings. And then I guess my other pair is like, besides obviously like dress shoes or like shoes for like outdoor stuff, my other go-to pair is my own running still. I still have a pair of own runnings, and it's just like, I wear them to work or something because you're just, you can slip them on.
You really did get your pair of on running shoes just as I, like a week after I'd Googled, what the fuck is this new shoe everybody's wearing? And then I see you wearing them, Phil.
Yeah, it is a very...
Like, what are these... stupid ass shoes people.
Hey, I didn't make a quality judgment. I just said, like, I pretty much found out about them, looked them up, and then I was like, oh, Phil has them too. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember being very confused by the logo. I didn't think they were On Runnings. I thought they were like Q.
Yeah. Whatever's. Yeah.
Some people call them like Own Clouds or Own Runnings. I don't know what the official name is, but they're super comfortable. One of my neighbor said he had some, though, and he said, oh, I'm in the airport all the time. These are good for walking. And I'm like, all right, I walk a lot, I guess, going into work and walk around the office. I'm like, I'll get these. And then I was like, damn, these are actually super comfy. I should wear them out. And then I just didn't like the style of them anymore. And I was like, eh, yeah. Oh, and then honorable mention to my Adidas slides. That's like kind of like a style thing, but also every now and then when I'm just like being lazy on a Saturday or Sunday, I'll do some like long Adidas socks with some Adidas slides. It's a vibe. It's comfy. Love it. Oh, then my workout shoes. My workout shoes as well. So yeah, I kind of have a shoe for every occasion right now. I'm pretty happy with my shoe collection. Adrian, how many pairs of shoes do you think you have?
Oh, that I actively wear? 3. But I think overall I have like 8, maybe? I do a lot of repeats. I have 3 pairs of Sambas that are just progressively more worn down than the other ones, and I have 2 pairs of my main shoes, which are New Balances.
Oh, nice. Do they have the big N on them?
Don't ask what it stands for. And it's an NB. Stands for non-binary.
Oh, nice.
But those were the ones that I specifically got fitted for by a guy at Fleet Feet. So I did the whole test where you walk on the pad and it tells you what your feet need.
And then I also went to a different walking or shoe place where they told me, oh, that technology is like bunk. Don't believe anybody that's using it. You just have to try on your shoe. And I told Adrian that. And he went, well, of course they would say that. They don't have one of those machines.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
But I do wonder, write in if you know the answer to this question. Was my place salty or are the shoe machines bunk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have a few Hummels, which I thought were fun because they're these cool racquetball shoes from Denmark that have bumblebees on them because Hummel means bumblebee. And then like a pair of dress shoes, a pair of hiking shoes. My first pair of shoes, I don't remember. I was into Vans for a while. I was into Pumas for a long time. And then I got really into Macbeths in like middle school. So I think I was buying or at least picking out my own shoes before then too. But yeah, Macbeth was like the skating company that like... It was owned by Tom DeLonge from Blink-182, I think. But yeah, they had cool stuff, so I wore those up until they basically went under, and they stopped being available for purchase. And then, like, yeah, my latest pair of shoes that I bought, you know, like, the shoes with, like, the big glass heel where it's like a fishbowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a pair of those that are coming in.
Mm, yeah.
Cool.
For a little bit of height. I wanted to add a couple inches.
Are you going to put a fish in there?
It comes with fish.
A beta fish in each one?
Yeah, they can't be together. They get angry at each other. They can't be together, but they get angry when they look at each other. But yeah, no, I mean, I basically had maybe a more stark journey, but similar journey to you, where at a certain point, I just had to choose comfort over everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm wearing some big old fluffy New Balances. And I don't have to worry about being looked at as a white dad or a white supremacist, so that helps with my shoe choices.
Unfortunately, okay, I'll say 2 things. One thing with the own running shoes or the own clouds, a lot of like white dads wear it at breweries. Like, to me, that's how I see those shoes now. And I just kind of hope I got like the all
how
black
you,
pair.
I don't get how you saw them as anything else when you first got them.
Well, I got like the black on black pair. So I was like, these shoes are so low key. I don't think people are going to look and be like, oh, those are own runnings. They're just going to be like, oh, he has like, you know, he has black shoes on.
Actually, I do own a pair of odd shoes. I own the Federer odd collab. And I also bought those because they were like cheap from Nordstrom Rack, and I was like, nobody will know that they're on shoes.
Nice. How many Allbirds do you have?
0 Allbirds. Maybe that's up next.
You guys ain't some tech bros.
I don't have as big a narrative as you guys around shoes growing up to now, but the only cool pair of shoes I had in middle school is, I don't know why, I had a pair of Air Force Ones, but at some point I saw those when I was a kid and liked them enough and got them. And then otherwise, I think, yeah, I just had, like, Marshalls or TJ Maxx or, like, Rack Room shoes that just, like, my parents would take me to the store and ask me what I liked. It was usually, like, once a year. Oh, yeah. Do you guys remember how crazy that felt as a kid? when you would outgrow your shoe at a ridiculous pace. Like, you'd get a shoe that you liked, and then, like, yeah, you couldn't wear it in, like, 8 or 9 months at some points. Like, your feet would just be growing that fast.
Yeah, I remember a few times that happened, and it was like, we would go back to Rack Room Shoes when I needed new shoes, and they didn't make that shoe, or they didn't sell that shoe anymore, and that, like, legitimately bummed me out, because I got so used to it. Yeah, yeah. One thing I love about the Adidas Boost, though, it's similar to, like, the Crocs in a way, to where, like, how Crocs have, like, the, what is it called, gibbets you could put on them. With Adidas Ultra Boost, you can get stickers for the stripes, so you can make them look like white or blue, like any color, or you could put, like, you can have, like, patterned stickers. There's, like, a lot of websites that that sell those that aren't even, like, incorporated with Adidas, but they fit perfectly. I haven't done it yet, but I've thought about doing it to be like, well, I don't have to buy another pair of shoes. I could just make these look kind of different if I want. But I have owned a pair of Crocs before when I was little. I never got some as an adult, but I don't quite get it, to be
honest. You see, you did it the wrong way around. You didn't get them when they were ironically cool throwbacks. You had them when you were young.
Hey, I would get a pair of Heelys. If I saw a pair of Heelys that fit me.
Oh, yeah.
Because they would make you taller.
I owned a pair. I gave up on it.
When I did have Heelys as a kid, every time my dad or mom had to go to, like, Lowe's or Home Depot, I made sure I went with them because they had, like, the very slick pavement. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'll go with you.
They really didn't work that well on cement. They really only worked in stores. They were made for Walmart.
My friend had one of those things you put on the back of a skateboard, or I guess like the tail end of a skateboard, where when you like drag it across sparks. The pavement, sparks go up, and I put those on my Heelys, and those were really cool.
That's sick.
When I was late to class, I would Heely to class, like, shoot!
Oh, yeah, yeah. Flames go up. How long did it take you to learn how to efficiently Heely?
Oh, it was like pretty 10 easy. Seconds. That's like a half a damn. Hour type thing to learn how to do.
I never got it. That's why I gave up on them.
Really? Well, now I feel mean.
Well, were you able to skateboard at all? Were you able to, like, ride around on a skateboard? No.
Never got good.
It is a weird really balance skateboard. Thing, yeah. What about you, Paul? Were you able to skateboard as well?
Yeah, the few times I've tried to skateboard, I have been bad at it. But I feel like that's definitely way harder than Heelying, as far as I remember. Heelys almost, like, balance themselves.
You gotta be, like, a stupid idiot to not be able to Heely.
Not all the way.
How about sneakerhead culture? You guys ever waited outside for the new drops?
No, but there are some, like sneakers that have, like, that I still kind of want just because it's like a novel.
Like, obviously, the Jaylen Browns.
The Jaylen Browns. I need 3 pairs of those.
In every color. Four. They come in 4 different colors.
4 different colors? Okay, all 4. But
and I
Stephon
want the Back to the Future because those go for like $1 million and I would like that payday.
Those would be kind of clutch.
That's an investment.
Stephon Marbury was a basketball player in the NBA and he came out with a pair of shoes kind of like Shaq where it was like $5 and I had like a few pairs growing up and they actually look kind of cool to me too and like even as an adult I'd be like yeah I'll rock some Marburys.
Let me look
really
these
cool
up.
Logo too.
Yeah, I looked up the Adidas Boosts and they were pretty boring looking, I'm not gonna lie Phil, but they look like they can go with anything.
Yeah, I kind of just want something like black and white that can go with anything. Shout out to the local comedian Charlie Buzzard because he is a sneakerhead and I went to a few of his house parties and his he has his sneakers like in those like those square cubbies against the wall and they're all just on display.
Your friend Jaylen?
Oh, Charlie.
Jaylen Brown, yeah.
Your friend Charlie has all his sneakers on square cubbies against the wall at home.
Yeah, just kind of on display.
Isn't that how you have to do it?
Is it?
If they're really expensive, but like some of them he'll have that are like, they're so novelty to where like, yeah, I don't see you wearing this hat. Like one of them are literally the Hulk feet in a sneaker. So I'm like, yeah, I guess you have That's to display cool. those. Or he has like the Grinch feet that like Nike made, like some collab. And I'm like, yeah, I get why this is like an art piece more than it is a, I think it makes really good art. Some really nice sneakers or that are kind of like, you know, unique like that. But never been my thing.
Oh, yeah. So Nike is headquartered in Portland, Oregon. And so one of the times I was there, I did go do a museum exhibit that was all just about shoes and sneaker culture and design and different like highbrow sneakers that were made as art pieces. And the final exhibit, you actually got to make your own shoe, like using the individual parts of like how they would normally be sewed together. It was pretty cool. I was going to say that my number one interaction with sneakerhead culture is the celebrity goes shopping, sneaker shopping with Complex.
Oh, nice.
And my favorite one of those is when Corday did it. And Corday like gets his bill and he's like, $10,000? That's a used Honda Accord. No, I'm not paying that. He's like, but put all of them back.
Do you think he went in planning to do that bit or it was a legitimate reaction to the bill?
The surprise on his face looked like he was like, I didn't know these things cost this much, which is weird. I don't know.
I feel like Corday must know. Come on. He doesn't seem that out of touch that he's like, what? Fancy shoes are expensive?
You want me to pay what?
This ain't a rack room shoes.
It is crazy that they're making them in the same factory. They make the cheap shoes. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, you're getting fine Italian leather, like hand stitched together. You're getting the same like machine made cheap labor shoe as if you bought the regular $80-$90 shoes.
Yeah. And yeah, I feel like a lot of the sneakers, they just have like a high price, especially if they have like a professional athlete's name tied to them. Like obviously like the Jordans, right? It's just like, oh, these are Michael Jordan's shoes, so they have to cost a lot of money. It's but yeah, you're right. They're just the same material and they just look different. It's yeah.
What I was going to say about your friend Phil, other than the fact that he's spending more money on them, it really is just kind of like a different version of Funko Pop to me to have your wall be a bunch of cubbies. Mm. And I think if we make fun of one, we have to make fun of the other or realize that Funko Pop guys aren't that cringe really.
I think Funko Pops are cringier to me than shoes. However, I'm not a collector of anything, so I guess
I was about to say, do Funko Pop people make the argument that they're going to appreciate in value, or do they just know that they're getting slop?
Oh, I don't know, but do shoe people, like, I mean, I know you can resell shoes at a premium, but is that most shoe people? I don't know. Is it an investment?
I feel like that's used in an argument of, like, why you're allowed to do it or whatever. They're like, my girlfriend says I can't do this, but, like, these are going
to
be worth something.
Which maybe is a good reason to get into your article, Adrian, because that was 90% of the articles was, I have way too many shoes and my girlfriend's pissed.
Did Mandy care about your closet at all? Did you guys share a shoe closet? Hey, come on.
Let's just say that. Yes. She's like, hey, I was in the closet, Phil, and you were in it. And I'm like, that's not funny, man. That's really not funny. She's like, no, you're gay. And I'm like, stop it. It's not.
You're gay.
You're gay.
All right, cool. Well, then, yeah, we can get into my article. This is from GQ. I don't know if we've ever done them before, but this is Mark Anthony Green. What if your sneaker collection annoys your girlfriend? My boyfriend is a sneakerhead, and I find it extremely annoying. I keep telling him that it's childish and expensive. He says, I don't understand because I'm a woman and only wear sneakers to the gym. When should a man give up chasing the latest sneakers?
First off, that's really cool that he said that. You don't understand because you're a woman.
The thing is, it's kind of like what you said, Adrian. Like, I probably have as many shoes as you. Like, same thing. Like, I have 3 daily drivers for, like, formal walking around and medium. And then, like, some other shoes for, like, less regular occasions. But it is crazy to me to have a bunch of shoes. Like, why are you not, like, filtering them out? Like, if you haven't worn one in a year, get rid of it. Like, what is this point of just having it in backup?
I'll never understand. My mom's like that because she gets a lot of hand-me-downs from her bosses that she works with. So, like, her shoe collection is insane. And I've asked her so many times about, like, because she doesn't have that many places to go. I'm not going to lie to you guys. She's got so many fancy hand-me-down shoes from people, and she just kind of likes having them. And I've never really understood that. Some people just like it. I don't know.
They just like having them in storage. I mean, I guess the cubby thing I made fun of because I imagined that looking a little stupid. Why am I disrespecting, who was it, Charlie?
But Charlie, yeah.
At least then it's not just in a bucket or like in storage and nobody's looking at them and you're not wearing it. And then it becomes really confusing why you would have them at all. At least then there's an argument that you're displaying your collection.
Yeah, well, okay, so it seems like with like this article, though, she's saying that, like, I know there's not a lot of context, but she's saying that it's childish and expensive. So first, I guess, let's get into childish.
Well, okay, well, first of all, I'll say it really quick. I didn't bring in a pay dirt one because I didn't want to do another slate one. But that one was basically the same article where the argument was, I don't care that he buys the sneakers with his own money. What he does with his own money is fine. It's the fact that he expects me to buy them for him as gifts, and then I don't want to do that because it's a stupid thing to spend money on. So we can also maybe add that to it. I think that one also had an air of, like, I think it is a childish thing to collect, but I don't know. They're very practical. They're shoes.
I mean, what even is childish, you know? When you collect something or you have a hobby, you know, you call a lot of things childish, but if they love it.
No, yeah, Funko Pops are for babies.
I mean, yeah, that's the one exception.
We agreed on that earlier. Yes.
No, but it's like, I don't know if they like it. They like the aesthetic, or they like just collecting it and then like flipping them. You know, there's like a lot of other reasons to have it, just because it's like more than, I guess, whatever a childish reason would be. Like, what makes it childish, well, do you think, to you?
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this. I don't think I would ever collect shoes, but I would maybe do it in the most childish way possible, which is, if I collected shoes, I would probably collect baby shoes. I think they're adorable. So I would probably just be buying the little baby shoes. You never go to a shoe store and see like a baby shoe and go like, that's adorable. Sure. Look at that little shoe. Those are the only shoes I would collect. Okay. I'd be like, those are
first
cool.
First off, I find that really creepy. If a single man, yeah. Could you imagine being a woman and showing up at a man's place? He has a collection.
You have little cubbies. Oh, except for like those little spice rack cubbies. It's like that,
oh,
but it's the little sneakers.
Yeah.
But okay, outside of
really maximize the space.
I mean, that might be. Remember when Christian came on the pod and he said women don't love the VHS collection? That might be one of the things that's worse than the VHS collection. It's a baby shoes collection. But
Adrian just has one of those Keurig cups, Lazy Susans on the coffee counter, and just all little baby shoes sticking out. Oh my God, Adrian on a sneaker shopping with Complex, and they're like, yeah, ooh, these are kind of cool. And he's like, y'all have a little size smaller? He just keeps on asking for a size smaller. They keep
just
on going.
One size smaller.
Just one size smaller. It's like, you look like you fit in them. It's like, a little smaller. A little smaller.
Check in the back.
And have you thought about getting into like doll stuff, Adrian? Maybe this is like, maybe that's
Build a Bear Workshop.
Yeah.
Build-A-Bear like Workshop probably has some tiny shoes.
American Girl dolls. Like, people, I feel like this is what you're after as a hobby. It's like maybe buying an American Girl doll and like making their outfit or something.
Yeah. And honestly, like, you could like hang out with the
No, I'm not really into tiny shirts and stuff. I just like the shoes.
Do tiny hats do it for you? Maybe it's accessories.
Yeah, but that's for like an animal. You want to put that like on a dog.
Wait,
or something.
So you want an American Girl doll just with the shoes though and no clothes?
I haven't said anything about wanting an American Girl doll.
I like the idea because like, I don't know if American Girl doll works the same way as Build-A-Bear Workshop, where you dress them up and then check out, but Adrian going in and just putting shoes on them first and be like, all right, that's good. I'll go ahead and check out. And they're like, sir, you have to put clothes on this little girl. He's like, I just want the shoes. I have to get the doll to get the shoes. I'm not a pedophile. And these kids are looking at him like, what the fuck? Oh my God. Okay, so childish, yes, that is a subjective term to use for this, and that can go a lot of different ways, but expensive, yes, it is expensive.
Yeah, objectively.
But it's one of those things where if he's using his own money, that shouldn't matter. And also, if he's doing something to where like he's flipping them too, because a lot of sneakerheads do that, then in that case, it doesn't really matter that much. But
wait, I would have to read it again. I thought one of her complaints was like that there's too many of them.
I mean, I think that's implied, but that's not a specific part of the question.
Got you. Because if he's flipping them, then it's like, what? Why does it matter? It's just like, you know, he has slightly newer shoes. But I mean, yeah, that does seem like the perfect solution to it.
Is Charlie in real life, is he like he gets mad if his shoe gets scuffed kind of guy? Or
I don't know.
Or is what he's wearing out on a normal day not that big of a deal?
I mean, sometimes he'll wear like some really like worn out like Air Jordans and stuff like that to the mics and stuff. Like he doesn't seem like the type of guy that like every time you see him, he has a fresh pair of sneakers on, you know? He just has some cool pair of shoes every time you see him, but like it's not like necessarily clean, you know, or like in mint condition. But the ones he has on display at the house are meant for that. And I think it's more of like an art piece to him than it is like, but I'm sure he still likes collecting them too.
Yeah, I was gonna say my advice for this guy, as much as for his girlfriend, is as much as there are a lot of weird and roundabout takes in his videos about this, I think Internet Shaquille has a good take about how buying stuff isn't a hobby. I don't know how much research or other stuff he's doing or thrifting he's doing, but just buying things and collecting them is not a hobby.
But it kind of, like, I mean, I agree it's not an interesting hobby, but it is a hobby to a lot of people, like, objectively. It kind of is, right? Like, people will treat buying shoes or buying watches as a hobby, or at least collect, like, getting them and reselling them. But you're right, it makes it a more interesting hobby if you're a knowledgeable collector who also buys used things and has like an eye for it. But
do y'all have anything you think you were like knowledgeable enough of to where you could be like, yes, I could accurately be like, yeah, this is a good price for that, or like I could resell it for more if you saw it like in a thrift shop?
Ooh, no.
Ooh. No, probably not. I don't think so.
So, Paul, do you remember in Chicago when we went to the beach that day and Adrian was in a meeting and then
yeah.
he couldn't meet us there? And you remember we were walking down, I think it was like B Avenue or something like that? It was okay, yeah, you remember that? Okay. And then Adrian met up with us and it was like kind of late at night and it wasn't like the best neighborhood. And then on these power lines, there were these shoes hanging on them. And we were like, okay, we got to get out of here. And then Adrian being like, I'll catch up with y'all later. And then we look back and there was like a very tiny pair of shoes and he was climbing the power pole. You remember that?
Yeah. What I remember from that trip was we were all walking together as a group. And you know how sometimes like a baby in a stroller is wearing like a pair of shoes and it seems like mostly cosmetic and they kick them off because it's not like they're actually using them. They're just shaking around. I remember I thought Adrian was running up to grab the shoes to give back to the mom, like, oh, your kid dropped this. And he ran up and just put it in his pocket real quick and ran away.
It is funny because you probably can fit those in your pockets. Like, those aren't like, I can fit those in my pockets, yeah.
And it was like, for my collection.
I remember the Airbnb we stayed at, the Chinese Airbnb, one of the rules was that you have to take off your shoes. And Adrian being like, that's a good idea. I might open my own Airbnb, but really just for like kids, just for toddlers. All right, final advice for this person before we get into the answer. You have anything else to say about it?
I mean, we didn't really tackle the question at all, but I'm going to say give him an ultimatum.
An ultimatum. Okay, so you're... Okay, so like, yeah, if she really cannot stand this hobby anymore.
It is one of those things where, from rereading it, her tone is 100%. I just think it's childish. Like, I don't think it's a cool hobby. It reads as kid-like to me, which I don't think that's a fair attitude. Let him have his hobby. Who cares? If it's not like, I think it's a problem if he doesn't actually have enough money or space or something else in his life is like being hampered by it, then it's like, oh, that's stupid. Like, get your shit together. But if he's navigating it fine, then let him do it.
Yeah. I feel like if it's not affecting their finances either that much and it's not really disrupting like the house's feng shui or taking up a lot of space, I don't think it's a big deal. Now, if she finds it so childish that it's a turnoff, I'd be like, hey, fella, you got to stop collecting the shoes. Because that could be a thing. She'd be like, oh, I have like a baby husband, you know?
Yeah. Him and his boo wear the same size shoe. How he big step?
Adrian, do you think the sneakers he's collecting, though, are just too big?
I mean, I think that is an issue, right? I think baby shoes don't cost the same as regular shoes, but they are way too expensive for what they are. They're like this big.
You know, I'm kind of getting behind you.
They should come like with a Happy Meal.
I'm kind of getting behind you in this baby shoe thing. They take up less space and they're less expensive.
Yeah. And they're adorable. All right, let's see what Anthony has to say. Let's establish a few things. Let's get one thing straight. Loving sneakers isn't childish, though it is definitely expensive. You don't understand being a sneakerhead because you're not into sneakers, not because you're a woman. We don't let swerves perpetuate misogyny in this column. Not in my house. Mutombo finger wag. Listen. I can see why you look at sneakerheads, your boyfriend included, as obsessive. I mean, Flight Club just launched a layaway program. The sneaker game has boiled over in some very extreme ways. But everybody loves something. Foodies, watch collectors, car nerds. Yeah, that passion can trip over into greed, but unless your boyfriend is spending your rent money on Jordans, I don't see the problem. If it's his money and you're not being buried by box-fresh Yeezy boots every time you open a closet door, why take away something he enjoys? Think of it from his side. You only have one, maybe two, pairs of sneakers, right? And yet he accepts you and isn't writing advice columnists about your piss-poor sneaker game. So maybe, just rise up and love through this.
I like the piss-poor sneaker game line. That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you should do. You should really go back into insulting her game.
Yeah.
Oh, it was 2015, so the Yeezy thing wasn't a political statement.
No, this is old. All right, yeah, basically what we said. Paul, do you want to get into your call?
Yeah. I'm bringing in Allison Green, classic. Allison Green is Ask a Manager. I'm the safety manager at a small manufacturing company. Last week, I was having a friendly chat with someone out in manufacturing, Fred, and somehow he got on the topic of our coworker Bill's shoes smelling bad, and how they all try to get out of the locker room before Bill takes off his shoes. It was entertaining and harmless, although I did make a mental note to see about adding an air freshener to the locker room. A few days later, Bill came in to find that his shoes had been tampered with, and he developed a rash on his feet as a result. His shoes had been moved from in front of the locker to over in the shower area, and he said they were damp. He thought the janitorial crew had moved them, so he went ahead and wore them. A few hours later, he felt his feet burning and found that a rash had developed. Our janitorial crew does not come in on the day in question, so it wasn't them. There may have been no ill intent meant. Even a standard shoe deodorizer spray may have resulted in a reaction. We have no reason to think Fred was involved and actually suspect a different person, although we can't prove it. The day after the shoe tampering, I was chatting with Fred again, so I asked him if he had any idea who did it. I made it clear I didn't think it was him, I just thought it was a weird coincidence. He said he didn't know who it was and he would never do it, etc. This seemed like another friendly and harmless conversation to me. I did not approach it as if I was doing a formal investigation. Now here's where it goes off the deep end. Fred got upset that I left his area without asking anyone else if they knew anything. He went to his manager claiming that I said I was going to talk to everyone, but then only talked to him. So he felt targeted and that it was racially motivated. I'm white, he's not. I never intended to ask everyone about the shoes, and I don't remember saying anything along those lines. The only reason I talked to him about it at all was because I had brought up Bill's shoes smelling just a few days before. His manager has explained that to him, and also that I did ask other people if they knew anything. They were just in another area. These conversations haven't helped at all. Today I walked through the area he works in and tried just giving a little wave hello as I walked by at a distance. He scowled and shook his head angrily and seemed to be muttering to himself. The manager wants to give it some time and continue trying to smooth it over. They say that based on previous experiences with him, they think this is the best approach and also that he has jumped to thinking things are racially motivated in the past. I feel terrible that Fred is upset and that what was previously a good relationship seems to have been destroyed. I can't avoid the areas he works in. I have a responsibility in my position to walk through regularly and address issues if I see any. I obviously won't go up to him right now and try to initiate friendly chats, but if there is an issue, I need to be able to approach him and talk to him about it. I also don't know how to act when I don't need to talk to him. If he looks in my direction and we make eye contact, it feels wrong not to acknowledge him in some way. That's why I gave him a little wave earlier. How should I act around him? Should I just leave it to the manager's hands for now? Should I ask for a discussion to be arranged between me, him, and a third party? We don't have HR, so the third party would likely be his manager or our company president, the closest we have to HR.
So instead of waving hello to him, wave and go stinky, do a little wave in front of your nose. Only have like a little clothespin that you pinch on your nose every time you walk by him. Is this the second ask a manager that we've had in a row where they specifically said we don't have an HR?
Oh, maybe.
Is that a small company thing, or is that really as common as people make it seem to these columns make it seem?
I mean, to me, it seems like they work in a factory, right? They have like a locker, so you're taking showers after work. Yeah. It seems like there's some sort of like OSHA or safety person doing rounds.
So, okay, just to make sure I'm understanding this right, Fred thought that it was racially motivated that she only asked him and didn't ask any other coworkers if he sprayed deodorant spray in this guy's shoes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because Fred is Japanese and he's used to people taking their shoes off when they enter.
But that is a Japanese thing. Japanese people do spray deodorant spray in your shoes without your knowledge. Mm-hmm. What did the deodorant spray have like a certain scent to it? Like ramen noodles or like...
Wait, but remember, this is Bill's shoes, so...
Yeah, I know it's Bill's shoes, but like...
Oh, but you're
shoes,
saying it would point
like,
to Fred.
But whoever owns the deodorant
the sensibility
spray,
of the
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was Old Spice, so they knew exactly what race had done it.
So my understanding is that somebody sprayed deodorant spray and then placed it in the shower for it to air out, right?
Yeah.
That's more or less what I think would happen.
But I guess it is kind of odd to think it's racially motivated when, like, the shoes...
Yeah, that is a film? Really weird We're crime to be like, that's a stereotype about my race.
Yeah, because, like, they're not saying you didn't do anything with the shoes, like, just move it to a different area. You're just like, oh, did you like, spray this down just because I know this was good intentions, but Bill says he has a rash now. Bill said he has general herpes now because of this. I don't see how that adds up.
Bill showed up in a neck brace.
He's trying to get workers' comp, and we think you did it, Fred. Bill's wife just left him, and I think it's because of the shoe thing. That's what he thinks. And Fred, you might be to blame on this. Did you fuck his wife?
That is funny to wave to somebody, and they start muttering to themselves about how you're a racist.
Yeah.
Imagine training somebody and you're like, oh yeah, that's Fred over there. How's it going, Fred? And you just even go, that fucking white bitch. I swear to God.
That old Yakumian devil.
Were they saying like this has happened in the past with Fred and it just took him some time to like, I guess, come to his senses and I jumped to conclusions about it? Maybe I would just listen to that. Unless she had a really good relationship with Fred, then...
Do you guys kind of think Fred might have done it? I feel like this might be a defense tactic. Oh, you think he's feeling guilty.
Oh.
This might be like, oh shit, they're on to me. I better double down on how fucked up that they would accuse me.
Are you saying that because he's Korean?
I guess my question is... I guess the rash thing makes it like almost like a biochemical weapon type thing, but how severe are the consequences for spraying someone's shoes because they're stinky at work?
Yeah, it does seem like the question asker is taking this way more seriously as like a fucked up crime that would be like worthy of getting somebody in trouble for.
Yeah.
Also, why is he not wearing socks? How is that scent even like touching his bare skin? You know what I mean?
That is true. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because if he's not wearing socks in, like, a factory, then, like, that rash can come from, like, anywhere else in the factory. It's not just the shoes, right? Like, if your feet are just kind of out like that.
I don't know. We don't have any information about the socks. I'm not going to mitigate
on that.
What kind of
shoes? Right now, I'm waiting for them to respond. What kind of shoes?
Mm.
And she said the custodians were, like, off that day or they just weren't working?
It's one of the days they don't come in.
Yeah. This is kind of like a mystery, huh?
Oh, you think we actually have all the clues?
She never
this question
said. She doesn't say anything about the other culprit. Yeah, it's a logic puzzle, really.
Yeah,
it was Fred's manager because he was sleeping with Bill's wife the whole time, and he needed somebody to be the fall guy.
Oh yeah, that's actually a good question from the column. If you didn't have an HR department and you had to have a conversation like this, would you lean on keeping it casual as two people, or would you go hyper, like making sure your ass is safe and have a third party there to witness?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like both are rot with potential bad side effects.
Do you think that was the best move, whoever did do it, to move the shoes into the
shower?
No,
I didn't get that.
Them?
Why make it obvious you did anything? Why not like spray them and leave them where they were? Why spray them and move them?
Mm.
Is that their calling card? The sick freak? They also left a Joker in there?
Maybe they sprayed way too much, and so they put it near the showers to try and hope that that would help dissipate the smell.
Mm.
I can see the whole crime in my head.
How would y'all have handled this? If y'all were in the locker room and, like Bill left the room, but he left his shoes there, what would y'all do? Y'all be like, we should just spray it, or should we just replace it with the same exact pair of shoes, but, like, a new pair?
Oh, that's actually
really
sweet.
You can just get
really
him a new pair and be like, hey, Bill, you've been doing some good work. You can either get him new shoes like that, just as a gift, find a reason to get him a gift, or you could you can have, like, while he's in the locker room, you could be using the spray in your shoes and be like, Bill, you gotta try this. This is some good
honestly,
spray.
I think Fred's issue of, like, they said that they were gonna ask everybody about this, and I agree that the question asker probably didn't say that was a thing that they were doing. I think that does apply to if you get them, like, an air freshener or something like that, is just get one for everybody.
Mm.
Try and see if you can get a bulk order and get one for everybody in the office.
Yeah, does Fred have a legitimate grievance here? Because to me, I mean, but we're getting the question asker's POV, and it's like, maybe they did make it way too obvious they were kind of accusing him when they were like, so what were you up to at 8 p.m. yesterday, you know?
I don't think he did it. I have another suspect who I'm not going to describe, but...
Yeah, or do you think Fred's being as obnoxious and, like, I don't know, weird about this as the question asker's implying? Do we believe the narrator?
That's a good point, because Adrian brought up a good point with being like, I don't think she told him, like, I'm going to go ask everybody now. That's, like, a weird thing to include in there. But Adrian, as a person of color, would you find this to be racially motivated?
If someone accused me of spraying someone's shoes?
Yeah, or, you know what, let's
what
just...
If they, what if they were baby shoes? Yeah. Would you feel like that was targeted?
Racially? Not racially. Like, but if they did say girl. Someone... If they came up and said someone sprayed it with Lemon Pledge, I'm going to be a little bit upset.
How about this? Let's say...
they sprayed it with Fabuloso.
Let's say I work with you at the state, right? I come up to you. Hey, Adrian, how's it going?
Hey, what up? Hey, what up, cuh?
Somebody left a lot of empanadas in the kitchen. Some carnitas.
No, I don't know. I don't know if there's an Argentine or Colombian or Venezuelan worker.
All right, you've been a great good cop. Get the fuck out of here. We knew you did it, you sick fuck. We found those tacos.
He's found
those burritos.
He's also Spanish.
Why is that a problem? Why is that a problem? Why is that an issue?
Hey, Adrian, how's it going? Are you doing good today?
Yeah, cool. What a home.
I was at Party City with my kid the other day. We were trying to get some stuff for his birthday party. We wanted a pinata, but they were all out of pinatas. You know why? Make any big purchases.
Okay, that one does cross a line. That one definitely.
You would find that racially motivated.
Yeah. I think I would have a case. I'd have a grievance case.
Adrian, listen, okay, we don't think it's you, but I do have another question. I was trying to adopt a dog the other day at the shelter, but there was no more chihuahuas.
I think famously purebred chihuahuas aren't usually at the pound.
All right. Hey, Adrian, did you hear that Selena died? She got shot by one of her fans.
Yeah. Let's shoot this bitch, no Selena.
Where were you in November of 1985? They like just hear about Selena.
All right, get out of here, good cop. You sick fuck. Did you hear it? Selena Gomez is dead.
Damn. Care to say anything?
Lawyer. I'm pleading the fifth.
Okay.
All right, but what if my good cop friend came and talked to you?
Yes. Hey, you might have a little word with you real quick. Nothing big. Nothing serious.
All right. What's up?
Yeah. All right. Hold on, let me just think of something real quick. Let me just think of something kind of
racist. Oh, okay, yeah. I was going to say, normally what the good cop does is they offer you like a snack or a drink or something, which is ripe for using a stereotype. Yeah. But
you want a taco?
You want to do a take two?
All right, so Adrian, how would you feel about all of this? Would you feel like that was racially motivated if two cops did that to you for some reason?
I think probably the Selena thing, I think I'd probably be mad about.
Gomez or regular?
Gomez are regular.
Oh, that's so good.
Did the other one have a last name?
It was regular. It was Selena regular.
Yeah, Selena regular.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't really have too much other stuff to say about this besides, like, I would just give it time. I feel like the manager is right in this if they already know the coworker.
All right. Ask a manager replied, why not just apologize to Fred? You didn't mean to make him feel singled out, but he does, and you feel badly about that. Why not tell him that? It doesn't have to be a huge thing. It could just be, I want to apologize for giving you the impression I was singling you out about Bill's shoes. I wasn't suspicious of you. I brought it up because we just talked about it a few days before. I'm really sorry that I left you thinking it was something more than that. I have no reason to think you would ever do something like that. If Fred's manager is convinced you shouldn't do that, well, I'll try pushing back about why. Right now, you've got an obviously upset employee who thinks that you were accusing him of something you weren't, and you might be able to solve the whole thing by just talking to him.
I mean, that's the fastest way. I was going to say right at the end, if he hasn't filed a complaint against you and it's just one guy not liking you, but there's no trouble for you to get in, you could also just ignore it until it goes away.
Yeah. I'm kind of on that side of things.
So for the third segment, we're going to do a little game, a little prediction bracket called Just for Kicks. Paul and Phil predict the upcoming 2026 FIFA World Cup. So the way this works is they're going to work together with whatever criteria to make their predictions all the way from the group stage to the final game. And then I guess I'm being used as the resident expert here to see what my predictions were and how close they were, but really no one knows what the actual tournament's going to look like. I also solicited a bracket from one Adam Young, friend of the pod, but he did not get to it today. He was busy at a conference. But shout out to him. Aston Villa just won the Europa League, so shout out to the big dogs of England. And so we're using this bracket app that I don't know if it's not official. I think this is like a fan thing, but it's a very nice, pretty well designed little bracket where you just rank teams during the group stage and then it takes you through the rest of the seating from there. So whenever you guys are ready.
All right, I'm clicking start your bracket now, and I guess we're gonna start with Group A. All right, Paul.
Group A, great place to start.
All right, we got Mexico, South Africa, South Korea, and Czech Republic.
All right, and we're doing this on what?
We could do based on food, culture, celebrities. I think I'm probably gonna lean heavily towards food.
All right. Food sounds good. And this is personal taste on food.
And what they look like. All right, so...
How beautiful the women are in that country.
Okay, Mexico, love the food.
Love the food.
Love Mexican food. I never had South African food.
There was a vegan South African place in Charlotte that I had a couple times. It was pretty good. But I mean, I don't know if I can speak for a country based on its vegan food, because you got to assume that's the weirdos from that country, not like the people who speak for South Africa.
You don't think Elon Musk is the weirdo from that country?
Okay. There's multiple weirdos.
Name one weird thing about him right now.
Yeah, you sick fuck.
Name one weird thing.
Hey, the way that he's shaped like a Tesla truck.
All right, I'll take it. I like the idea of a sticker that says, I got this Tesla before he was a weirdo. did you ever take me to that place in Charlotte, Paul? I feel like I went there with
Soul Food is what it was called.
Was it like a house? It looked like a house. I think I did go there with you. Yeah, I enjoyed that food.
So you have had South Africa.
So you've had South African food.
Shit.
Clearly memorable.
I think I just remember Paul saying, like, this is technically African food. And I looked around and it was white people. And I'm like, that's not right. South Korea.
But that's going to be my number one if we're going based on food.
Oh,
crazy.
The Korean wings you got us on in Charlotte, that shit slapped. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if that beats Mexican food for me, but that's kind of neck and neck right now.
Yeah.
But what's not
I like Korean neck. Mains. Sometimes the banchan doesn't do it for me.
Oh. You don't like banchan?
It's fine.
You don't like the munchan banchan?
I think I just like...
I don't like munchan on
the banchan. I like strong pickled flavors, and South Korea just has an excess of that, so...
Czech Republic? Have you ever had Czech food before? I said Czech please before.
Not
food.
Hey, not anything now. That I would recognize as like separate from German food. I don't know how distinct their cuisine is.
Now, yeah, you guys are ranking these 1, 2, 3, and 4 by the way.
Kolaches are good.
Let's see. Czech
kielbasas.
Food. See
I'm going to go, we can go separate. I'm going to go South Korea, Mexico, Czech, South Africa.
Okay. I'm going to do it a little bit differently. I'm going to do South Korea, Mexico, South Africa, and then Czech. Because I just looked up Czech food and doesn't look... I mean, I don't like German food, so yeah, this doesn't look like it's doing it for me.
I've seen you eat so many sausages and french fries.
I mean, I'll eat it if it's there and I'll enjoy it.
You don't like
it,
a pretzel.
I mean, I'll drive to a location that mostly serves that food and eat it.
But it's just never my go-to. Like, all these things, I don't know. They just... Like, I don't know. When I type in Czech food, it just doesn't look that good. I don't know.
Okay, group B. We got Canada, Bosnia, Qatar, and Switzerland. Okay, I think Switzerland's going to be similarly like just like maybe German. I mean, I guess it probably has influences from all over, like Italian, German, French. Their own stuff is probably going on. But yeah, I don't know that
they
much
make
about
a good cheese.
It. They do make
Swiss
a good cheese.
Swiss cuisine is a comforting, hearty fusion of French, German, and Italian culinary traditions. Heavily focused on the rich cheeses, potatoes, and high-quality meats. All right, that sounds pretty good.
Canada also seems like, I guess, poutine. Otherwise, it seems like we're probably just talking American food.
I think you're talking about Russia.
Bosnia, what are those Eastern European sausages that you always get?
Cevapi?
Yeah.
Bosnian cuisine is a delicious melting pot of Central European, Mediterranean, and Middle Eastern influences.
Ooh.
Shaped by centuries of Ottoman rule. I mean, I'll sit on my Ottoman and have some of that. That's your rule. That's my rule. Hope we're not breaking the rules. How we do it?
And Qatar.
Put that last.
Qatar is going to be like, I don't know what the Gulf countries eat.
Canada food. Bacon. It's bacon.
Pea meal bacon, yeah.
I'm going to go Bosnia food. Number one. I think for me, that's gotta... It seems like the country that probably just has a good food culture.
Adrian, do you remember that one time I had Bosnia with you?
No. Where did we get Bosnia?
When I had my balls in your mouth.
I had my Bosnia in your mouth.
Adrian, he got
your
ass.
Yeah, when you say it like that, it doesn't sound as funny. But when I first said it, the whole room laughed.
Stop trying to save face, Adrian. He
that's
got
true.
Your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go Switzerland and Canada are a toss-up to me, so I'll go Switzerland,
too. Do you
too.
Remember we got Canadian food?
Yeah.
Canada district.
Just crying during a rebuttal. Do you remember when you had Qatar food? Okay, what were you saying, Paul?
Oh, yeah, I did Switzerland, or Bosnia number one, Switzerland two, then Qatar and Canada.
Oh, so Canada was last for you. Interesting. I'm going Canada number one because I love breakfast food. Then I'm gonna go Bosnia because my really good joke about my balls in your mouth. And then I'll go Qatar over Switzerland just because I have a feeling
Yeah, I don't know. I looked up Qatar food and I was like, I think I would like that more than I would like German-ish food and Swiss food.
Okay, we got Group C, Brazil, Morocco, Haiti, Scotland.
Hey, do you remember that one time we had Morocco?
Morocco, I'm going to go number one. Shout out to a good Arab food culture.
Oh, I have been to a Brazilian steakhouse where you put the cards out. I like that. I'll go Brazil number
one. I'll give number two. Haiti and Scotland are both like food cultures I'm really not aware of, but I'll go Scotland 3, Haiti 4.
Phil, you don't remember when we got Scottish food together? We got a Scotch egg together. We got a Scotch egg together.
Oh yeah, I do remember that.
I'm not doing anything about my dick in your mouth.
I want to redo that because I feel like Haitian food might be close to Jamaican food. It might be like a Caribbean thing, so they might have good barbecue. So
don't tell a Haitian person that. They'll slap you in the face.
I'm gonna put that at three because I feel like they might have good barbecue.
I'm gonna put Scotland as number three just because I've never had Haitian food before.
Yeah, I'm just kind of going on a Caribbean stereotype here that they might grill a good meat.
I do like, all right, United States. Oh, dude, I love eating here. Paraguay, Australia, and Turkey. Well, I've only ate in the United States. So
I mean, you remember when we had United States food together?
This is one where I think we're going to fuck up because there's no way Australia, I feel like they have a good soccer team, but they're going last for sure in my eyes. So I think I'm going to go.
You don't like a chippy bag?
Turkey, United States. Paraguay must have good food because they're, you know, situated between like Argentina and Brazil. So that feels like it's got to have good food. And then Australia at four.
I'm going to say United States is number one just because like we have all the foods here. You know, I don't know if these countries have all the foods there. United States has
I think
the foods here.
Other countries also have immigrant populations who make food. You can't really just say that that's
I don't
an
think
American
they even have immigrant
thing.
Populations.
They got all the foods.
We have all the foods. I guess, man. I'm so used to United States food, though. I'm a simple guy. My favorite food is a BLT. You know what I mean, honey? I got to say United States on this one. Turkey, I'm going to put it number two because I want to get hair transplants from them. Maybe they'll hear this in the future.
I do feel like Turkey, I have no idea why. I get the feeling they probably are going to be the worst person in soccer in this group. They just don't seem like a good soccer team. But I put them number one.
I'm trying to like, because I also have points of view on that, and I'm really trying to separate that.
Yeah, we got to separate.
You know
what I mean? We got to keep it separate.
Strong opinions about the Turkish, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm going to put Paraguay number three. I'm going to put Australia number four. I don't see Australian food being good. Like, oh, no, I've been to Outback Steakhouse. You know what?
Famously founded by two non-Australians.
United States number one, Australia number two, Turkey, and then Paraguay for me.
All right.
Okay, that was literally just ranking it by how white the countries are. I like that.
Wait, no, Australia is the whitest country in that group by far.
Oh, now it is, yeah.
Group E. Okay, Ecuador has got to go number one because they have a Latin food culture. Germany number two because I know their food. And then Curacao is an island and Ivory Coast. Yeah, I have no...
It looks like the Irish flag. Is it Irish food?
No, Ivory Coast is an African country.
It's in Africa, the Côte d'Ivoire.
The flags look similar to another country. Is that like them representing they share similar cuisines?
That's what the colors stand for.
Oh, so it's like, so orange, so carrots, white rice, and broccoli. I eat that for meal prep. I'll put that number two. No, what did you say about Curacao or Caracal?
I mean, it's an island. I don't really know anything about them. Adrian, do you know anything about them?
Curacao makes the liquor, and then they're also the smallest nation that's in the World Cup this year. So, maybe the country that most people know.
And
the
you
least
didn't,
about.
You didn't correct my pronunciation before I said it multiple times.
I mean, that's one of those things where I'm using it the way that I would say it, but I don't know if that's the right way for Americans.
A lot of fresh seafood, so I'm actually going to put that at number one.
Ooh.
I'm gonna take a risk on this one. Then I'm going to do Ivory Coast, then I'm going to do Ecuador, then I'm going to do Germany. Ooh,
you really went with the ones you don't know at all about before, okay.
Because I just hate Germany. I hate them.
All right, next up we got Netherlands, Japan, Sweden, Tunisia. Okay, this is a heavy-hitting group as far as food goes.
Yeah.
Japan has to go number one.
And soccer as well.
Yeah, Japan number one for sure.
Then, I mean, like, Dutch food, Swedish food...
You ever had the Swedish meatballs at IKEA?
I do like it. It is,
I've never had it, but they're on Too Good To Go now, and I'm thinking about getting one of their plates. Yeah. They're pretty cheap.
Tunisia food is like North African culinary traditions.
Yeah, it's going to be like Arab lamb food. And grains.
Phil, you're so knowledgeable about these countries.
Oh, yeah. I installed an AI chip in my head. I love it.
Oh, nice.
The rest are kind of a toss-up to me, but I'll go, you know, shout out to an Arab culture. We'll go Tunisia.
Yeah, I'm putting Netherlands last.
Yeah, you like a good fricassee?
All right, you really are. If they border Germany, you're just like, get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
We've been to a German place together twice when I've been visiting Mexico.
And it's my least favorite place to go.
Okay. Next up, we got Belgium.
Egypt, Iran. Oh, yeah, Belgium and then New Zealand.
Persian food, I think, to me, but maybe I have to show love to the Arabs and go Egypt first. No, okay, I'll go Egypt, then Iran. Then I don't know anything.
I did
anything.
Egypt and Iran as well. And then I did New Zealand and Belgium.
Yeah, Kiwi food. I don't know anything about that.
Oh, a lot of lamb. Nice leg of lamb.
Okay, let's do that then. And Belgium last.
Group H, Spain, Cape Verde, Saudi Arabia, and Uruguay. Adrian, we had Saudi before. Remember when you saw these nuts going your face?
I don't think so. No. Oh,
that wasn't you?
No.
Okay, Paul, I think we had Saudi before.
Oh, yeah. You guys did. It was after you guys went to that vegan place.
Yeah, Phil, remember that time we went to a Uruguayan place together?
No, refresh my memory.
Happened? That was pretty all right.
Oh, was yeah.
No, Uruguay guy with my dick in your face.
Uruguay guy.
Yeah, it sounds like a kid with a speech impediment saying he's a great guy.
You Uruguay guy. I'm like, thank you, Timmy. And they're like, no, I'm saying you Uruguay guy.
Paul, can I admit something bad to you? While I was working today, I watched a video of Jose Andres making paella, and it looked really good.
Yeah, Spain number
I'm
one.
Not gonna lie.
I also used to work at 116. It was a lot of Spain food. Shout out 116. I love paella.
Phil, you're really doing this thing where you refuse to use the diminutive version or whatever that's called.
Because I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to be insensitive, so I'm just saying the country.
Okay, that's safe. That's safe.
Then I guess we'll do Uruguay. And then...
It's Uruguay.
Lots of grilled
no
meats.
No clue about Cape Verde. It's kind of up there with Curaçao. So I'll do
Cape Verde has to have some seafood, right?
The island nation of Cape Verde, maybe.
Ooh, France. I'm going to have to put France number one on group I.
Yeah, let's go Croissants. France number one. Then we have Senegal, Iraq, and Norway. Iraq number two, Norway three, and Senegal. I don't know what they make there, so it has to go to four.
Adrian, I'm not going to make a play on words with this country name, but do you remember that little
hole? Oh, I believe that.
Do you remember that little hole in the wall spot we had that was Senegal food?
Senegalese, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I put my dick through that hole in the wall, and I said I wasn't going to flip the name of the country. Norway, they do the fish, right? No, that's Swedish. That's Swedish.
No, they
fish.
Do.
They do fish.
All right, Group J, we got Argentina, Algeria, Austria, and Jordan.
How was Argentina food, Adrian? You're the only one that's been to Argentina.
Terrible. I hated it the entire time I was there.
Oh, it was not good?
No, it was under-seasoned and terrible.
Don't they have really good steaks there? Isn't that like their big thing?
No, they don't season their steaks.
I have heard that before, but I also assume Adrian made some bad choices about restaurants to go to, so Argentina number one.
And this isn't informed by your soccer knowledge at all.
Oh, yeah. I'm also choosing Argentina because they have really cheap.
They have a lot of goat.
They have a lot of goat. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Argentina number one. That's the only reason.
Then Austria two, Algeria, Jordan.
Yeah, let me just open this other tab up that says best soccer teams in the world. Group K, Portugal.
Okay, that's got to be number one. That's kind of like up there with Spain for like, come on now.
Ooh, I'm going to do Colombia because I'm from a city that kind of sounds like that.
I'll do Colombia too. And then we got Uzbeki food.
Oh, yeah, I like Colombian food. Who doesn't like Gauchos?
And then we got Uzbeki food.
Who doesn't love lizard's thicket?
And Congolese food.
Who's Dr. Congo? I'm just kidding.
Hey, do we have a doctor in the house?
Yeah, Dr. Congo. Right. He just plays the drums.
Remember when we went to that DR Congo place together, Adrian?
Yeah.
I remember y'all being there. What'd you do to him, Paul?
What'd you do to his ass?
Remember when that doctor Congo come in your face?
I want to treat this like a spelling bee. Can you repeat that? He you just say it one more time? Like, slow it down for the
audience. That's usually not good for the...
Remember when that Dr. Khan go come in your face?
Yeah, still didn't get it. I love it. The best one yet. Somehow I get all right, it less. All
right. Time to hold the L, boys. Last group.
I'm doing Dr. Congo, number one. No, number two, because that was a really good joke. Croatian food. Okay, what is Croatian food? I feel like I've had that before. What is it, y'all?
It's pretty close to German food again.
Oh, it is?
No, I mean, it's going to be east of Slovenia, you know, all those, like,
maybe more Italian influence. The one place we have in the one place we have in Sacramento is an Italian / Croatian place, but it's a lot of breaded pork and
not far from Italy through Slovenia, but like it's going to be north of the Balkan states sort of food. So maybe some of their grilled meat shit.
Okay. I might go with Panama as the number one.
Because they got a lot of good bananas on top of that woman's head.
Oh, yeah. I love banana. I like their bread. Oh, wait. I'm thinking of Panera bread.
And I'm not. I'm not. I just really. I'm a freak who just really loves English food. I'm not bringing any soccer knowledge into this, but I'm going to rank them number one. I'm the one guy in the world that loves English food.
Now, when you say that, I love English food too. I'm going to do that number one.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I'm kind of a troll. I put England at four because I love hating on the British.
We got to pick eight then after that, which I'll do that real quick.
Yeah. It's a convoluted system. So some of the third place teams are gonna get through.
I think we can finish up here. We've already talked about every country. We can fill them out after the pod silently.
You guys ready to big fact, no cap? Or
yeah, that sounds good.
Big fact, when it comes to shoes, there's really, remember, always walk a mile a day. Always walk a mile a day in somebody else's shoes because you need to get 10,000 steps in. A doctor says an apple a day gets 10,000 steps in somebody else's shoes.
All right, my no cap is that comfort over style. But try to blend the two, but comfort over style, because people aren't going to remember you for having fresh kicks. They're going to, they are going to remember if you have a bad posture or like you can't walk right because you've been wearing stupid flashy shoes. They're going to remember that. So wear something comfortable.
Phil saying that reminded me of when I went into Trader Joe's one time and I was wearing these new, kind of expensive, like cognac faux leather high tops that were very fashionable. And my friend Hannah at work goes, "Nice kicks." And I was like, "Nope, you can't pull that off." You gotta just call them nice shoes like the little white lady are.
That's funny.
But my no cappuccino is, hey, if you're struggling with shoe support, buy a size up, put your own soles in there. Adrian, out.